Okay, so today we're diving deep into how faith communities are dealing with anxieties about school safety.
Yeah, you know, it's a really timely topic.
It is, and you gave me this podcast script to look at, and it's fascinating.
Yeah.
It goes beyond just the typical, like, you know, security measures and stuff, and really gets into how personal beliefs play a role.
Absolutely. It's almost like you're, you know, turning into a frequency that's often missed in these discussions.
Totally.
And what I find fascinating is how it really highlights these lived experiences, you know, within faith communities, and how they're finding support and coping mechanisms in the face of, you know, these anxieties about school safety.
Right. And it's not all theoretical either. Like, they use real stories.
Oh, absolutely.
Like this mom, Lisa, who starts a prayer circle at her kid's school.
Oh, wow.
Because she's like terrified every morning at drop-off.
Wow, that's so relatable for so many parents, I think.
Oh, totally.
Just that feeling of anxiety, especially in today's world.
And it's like, you know, she's turning her faith into action.
Yeah.
It's not just praying for a solution. It's like channeling that into something tangible.
Exactly. And, you know, her story really speaks to this power of collective action.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't just her individual faith, but it was about bringing people together who shared her anxieties and, you know, kind of finding strength in numbers.
Right.
That prayer circle became like this safe space where they could share their fears, offer each other support, and find comfort in their shared beliefs.
I love that.
And what I think is insightful is the script doesn't just say, oh, the prayer circle was successful.
Yeah.
It hints at the why.
Okay.
Like for Lisa's group, it was that structured routine.
Okay.
You know, meeting weekly at the school gates.
Okay.
That consistency plus that shared faith turned it into a powerful ritual.
Oh, wow.
Almost like a tangible manifestation of their hope for safety.
It's like creating a ritual that gives them a sense of control in a situation that feels totally out of control.
Exactly. And it's not just about the prayers themselves.
Right.
It's that act of coming together week after week, reaffirming their commitment to each other.
Totally.
And to their shared belief in, you know, a higher power.
Yeah. And then the script brings us Jacob's story.
Oh, yeah.
He's a high school student.
Okay.
Totally shaken after a lockdown drill.
Oh, wow.
But instead of like retreating inward, he leans on his youth group for support.
Oh, that's interesting.
I really related to his story.
Yeah.
Because it's like he takes that fear and turns it into fuel for action.
Right.
Instead of letting it paralyze him, he uses it as this opportunity to connect with others, share his vulnerabilities, and ultimately find a way to use his faith to inspire courage in others.
That's powerful.
Is that cool?
Yeah. And what's key here is that he doesn't just seek solace.
Yeah.
He becomes a leader.
Right.
He initiates these discussions on faith and courage within his youth group, turning his personal struggle into a platform for collective growth.
That is so powerful.
It is.
Especially for young people.
Absolutely.
Like, even in the face of fear, you can choose to be proactive, reach out for support, and turn your experience into something positive.
Exactly.
It's like taking control of the narrative.
Yeah. And then the script highlights this even further with Mrs. Thompson, a fifth grade teacher. Mm-hmm. Now she incorporates messages of peace and strength into her daily lessons.
Oh, that's great.
So it's like she's going beyond just the curriculum to address these underlying anxieties that her students might be feeling.
And she even like prays over her students' desks every day.
Really?
Which I thought was so touching.
Oh.
It's like she recognized that her role as a teacher wasn't just about academics, but about nurturing their emotional and spiritual well-being as well.
Absolutely. And what's striking is that she's so intentional about it.
Yeah.
She deliberately creates this classroom environment where faith isn't just a subject, but a lived experience, you know, woven into the fabric of their daily routines.
I love that.
And by doing so, she provides her students with that sense of stability and hope amidst all the uncertainty.
It's like a safe harbor for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where they can feel grounded and protected even when the world outside feels chaotic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it's not just about individual teachers either.
Right.
The script also emphasizes the importance of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mr. Anderson, the principal at a Christian school.
Okay.
He doesn't shy away from the issue of fear.
Right.
He acknowledges it, you know.
Yeah.
Holds these faith-based meetings and implements practical safety protocols.
So he's taking action.
Yeah.
That's great.
He doesn't try to pretend like everything's fine.
Right.
He's like, yeah, this is real.
Mm-hmm.
We're scared, but here's what we're going to do about it.
Exactly. It's that balance between acknowledging the fear.
Right.
But then taking action.
And not just relying on faith alone. but also taking those practical measures to enhance security.
It's a both-hand approach.
Yeah.
And the script even shows us this with the administrator who goes through a cyber attack.
Oh, yeah.
That story was intense.
It was, because it was real.
Yeah. It wasn't just theoretical fear. It was like a crisis.
Yeah.
But even while turning to faith for comfort and guidance,
right,
the administrator also took like concrete steps to recover from the attack and improve their cybersecurity.
Exactly. So it's that reminder that, you know, faith isn't about passivity.
Right.
It's about empowering yourself to face challenges head on.
Totally.
To find solutions and to take action to protect yourself and your community.
So we've got parents, students, teachers, administrators.
Wow, yeah.
All demonstrating how faith can be a source of strength and resilience in the face of fear.
Powerful examples.
But the script goes even further.
Okay.
It offers all these practical tips and strategies for overcoming anxiety.
Oh, that's great. Like a toolkit.
Yeah, exactly.
For navigating those anxieties, both individually and as a community. Exactly.
Yeah.
They suggest things like, you know, incorporating daily prayer, building supportive communities, being prepared without becoming paralyzed by fear.
Right.
And choosing to speak words of life and faith over fear.
I love that.
It's about actively shaping your mindset and your environment to cultivate that sense of peace and resilience.
Absolutely. It's like you're not just passively hoping for the best.
Right.
You're really taking those steps to build that foundation of strength and resilience.
And it's not all about like individual effort either.
No, absolutely not.
The script emphasizes that community aspect.
Oh, the power of community. Yeah. It's huge.
Like when people come together to support each other, share their experiences and offer encouragement.
Yes.
It's like it creates this collective strength.
Right. It amplifies everything.
Yeah.
You know, they even talk about.
Totally.
I love that saying.
What is it?
A burden shared is a burden halved.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're dealing with these anxieties, especially like school safety.
Especially about something like that.
Yeah.
Having that support can make all the difference.
Totally.
And the script even gives examples of how communities can do this.
Okay.
They talk about establishing regular prayer groups.
Okay.
Hosting open forums.
Yeah.
Where people can share concerns, offer solutions.
Well, just creating opportunities for people to connect.
Yeah, just connect on a deeper level.
And those connections can be so powerful.
They can be so powerful.
Like knowing that you're not alone.
Right.
There are people who get it.
Exactly.
And who are there for you no matter what.
That is so reassuring.
Yeah, it's huge.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's not just about finding solace in those existing communities.
Mm-hmm.
The script also encourages people to build those connections.
Yes. Be proactive.
Like reach out.
Reach out to others.
Extend a hand of friendship.
Extend a hand.
Yeah. And create spaces where vulnerability is welcome.
Absolutely.
And it makes me think.
Like how important it is to cultivate these types of connections.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond faith communities as well.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, what if we apply these same principles?
Yeah.
Of support, shared responsibility.
Okay.
To like our schools, our neighborhoods.
Interesting.
Even online communities.
Yes, that's a great point.
Because that need for connection.
Yeah.
And belonging.
It's universal.
Right.
It doesn't matter your faith background.
It's human.
It's human.
Right.
And especially when we're talking about these heightened anxieties about school safety.
Yeah.
It becomes even more important.
Right. And the script focuses on faith as that source of strength.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other values that could be just as powerful.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, even if someone isn't religious.
For sure.
Like empathy.
Well, passion.
Compassion.
Yes.
A genuine desire to help.
Those exist across all sorts of communities.
They do.
Absolutely.
So it's like,
yeah.
What if we took those values that we see so strong in these faith communities and applied them more broadly?
You mean like to schools and?
Yeah, like to schools.
Workplaces, online.
To workplaces.
Yeah.
It could be transformative.
I think it could be.
Really powerful.
It would be like taking the best parts of what we see in these faith-based responses, that sense of unity.
Right.
The commitment to support each other.
Absolutely.
And applying it to create a more connected and resilient society as a whole.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like expanding that circle
totally.
Of support.
And the script talks about the power of language, too.
Oh, yeah. Words matter.
Yeah.
They really do.
Like how we talk about these challenges.
It shapes our experience.
It really does.
If we constantly dwell on the negative, the fear, we're going to get stuck there.
You get paralyzed.
We're going to get paralyzed by anxiety.
Yeah.
But if we choose to focus on the positive,
right,
the hope, the resilience,
the possibility.
And we open ourselves up to new possibilities.
It's like, instead of saying, I'm scared,
yeah,
you could say, I'm trusting in God's protection.
Yeah.
Or I'm choosing to focus on the good.
Right.
It's like a subtle shift.
It is subtle.
But it can make a huge difference.
Oh, absolutely.
In how we respond to those challenging situations.
It's about framing our experiences
yeah.
within that larger context of hope and faith.
Mm-hmm.
Recognizing that even when things are really tough,
yeah.
there's always light to be found.
It's about focusing on what empowers
yes.
us
yes.
rather than what diminishes us.
I love that.
And the script doesn't just offer these vague platitudes about faith.
Yeah.
It gives concrete examples.
Real world examples.
Of how people are putting their faith in action.
Yeah, through prayer, community outreach, acts of kindness.
Right. It's about moving beyond just the concepts
mm-hmm.
and showing how faith makes a tangible difference.
Right. In our lives and in the lives of those around us.
It's so inspiring to see how people are using their faith, not just to cope,
right,
but to actually combat fear.
To be proactive.
Yeah. And to create this more peaceful, supportive environment.
And it reminds us that we all have a role to play.
We do.
In shaping the world we want to live in.
Totally.
And it starts with our own choices, our words, our actions.
Right.
But it goes beyond that.
Yeah.
It influences our families.
Our communities.
Our communities and ultimately society as a whole.
Like a ripple effect.
It is. It's like that butterfly effect.
Right.
Even the smallest act of kindness or courage.
It can make a big difference.
Can have those ripple effects that yeah. go far beyond just ourselves.
And the script highlights that we don't have to wait
mm-hmm.
for some grand opportunity to make a difference.
We can start right now.
Right now, right where we are.
Exactly.
By living our lives.
Yeah.
In a way that reflects our values.
Showing compassion, extending support.
Yes, and believing in the power of hope to overcome fear.
Beautiful.
It's like a call to action. It is.
To step into our own power yeah. and become agents of change.
And that change doesn't have to be huge.
Right.
It can be as simple as a kind word
right.
to a stranger.
Helping a neighbor.
Helping a neighbor.
Focusing on the good.
Exactly.
Even when things feel tough.
It's about recognizing that every act of kindness,
mm-hmm.
every bit of hope, every moment of courage
yeah.
makes a difference.
It all contributes.
It all contributes.
To a better world.
To a brighter, more loving world.
So well said.
Thank you.
Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive into this fascinating script.
Yes.
Anything else that really stood out to you?
Let me think.
Like any insights or takeaways?
You know what keeps coming back to me is
yeah.
this idea of reframing fear.
Okay.
Not letting it paralyze us.
Right.
But using it as a catalyst.
Okay.
For growth and positive change.
It's recognizing that fear is natural.
Oh, it's absolutely natural.
But it doesn't have to define us
right.
or control our choices. It doesn't have to dictate our choices.
It's so important.
It is.
Because we all experience fear.
We all do at some point.
At some point, for sure.
But how we choose to respond to it.
That's what matters.
That's what really matters.
Absolutely.
And the script gives us a framework
yeah.
for choosing faith over fear.
Mm-hmm.
Finding strength in community.
Taking action.
Taking action.
Yes.
And creating a world that's a little bit brighter.
A little bit more hopeful.
A little bit more loving.
A little bit more loving.
That's a message that resonates.
It really does.
Deeply.
It does.
And it's one that I think we can all carry with us.
I think so too.
Long after this deep dive is over.
I agree.
Couldn't agree more. We've been talking about these faith communities.
Right.
But what if we like broadened that idea?
Okay.
Like what if we took those same principles
mm-hmm.
of support and shared values
mm-hmm.
and how they can help when people are anxious?
Okay.
And applied them to any community.
I see what you're saying. Not just those based on faith.
Yeah. Are we talking about like
yeah, exactly.
the dynamics we see,
mm-hmm.
the collective action, the rituals?
Yeah.
Could they work? In a secular setting, too?
Totally. Like, think about it. Schools are communities.
Yeah.
Neighborhoods are communities.
Mm-hmm.
Even online groups about, you know, like a hobby.
Yeah.
They can function like communities.
They can.
So what if we were all more intentional about building that support?
That shared responsibility.
Yeah.
It's interesting because that need to connect,
yeah.
to belong,
mm-hmm.
it's not just for religious people.
Exactly.
It's everyone.
It's like a basic human thing.
It is.
And when you're dealing with things like school safety.
Yeah, where anxieties are high.
It's even more important.
You need those connections.
Exactly. And the script focuses on faith.
Right.
But like, I was thinking,
yeah.
there are other values that can be just as powerful.
Oh, for sure.
Even if you're not religious.
Absolutely.
Like
compassion.
Yeah.
Just wanting to help others.
Those are powerful.
They are. And you see them everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's like taking those and using them to help make our schools better.
Our workplaces.
Our workplaces, you know, even online.
Yeah.
It could be a huge difference.
It really could be transformative.
Like taking the best
what
we see from these faith communities.
Yeah.
That unity.
That commitment to each other.
Exactly.
And bringing it to the world.
Yes. And making society more resilient.
More connected.
Yes. And the script reminds us.
It does.
That we all play a part.
We all have a role to play.
In making the world what we want it to be.
That's right.
And it starts with each of us.
With our choices.
Our choices, our actions.
But it goes beyond just us.
It does.
It affects everyone around us.
And that brings us to our last thought for today.
Oh, okay.
Inspired by, you know, everything we've talked about,
mm-hmm.
we want to leave you with this. How can you build that support?
Yeah, that sense of community.
In your own world,
mm-hmm.
what's one little thing you can do today?
That's a great question.
To help strengthen those connections.
Make a difference.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
It is a challenge.
It is.
But it's also an opportunity.
It is an opportunity.
Because everyone deserves to feel safe.
Supported.
Empowered.
And ready to face their fears.
Exactly. And that starts with us.
It does.
So thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
On this deep dive.
It was great.
And until next time.
Keep exploring.
Keep connecting.
Keep connecting.
And keep shining your light.
Beautiful.